Hello, everyone. My name is Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist with Colonial. And today, this is formulation number 2043, and it is the Luxury Foaming Cleanser. This has an ingredient in it, the polysugar glycinate C, which we'll get into in a minute, that we haven't talked about it at all. But this cleanser is really cool because it's like a dense, creamy foam. You put it in a pump foamer. It has a really low viscosity, so it can go through that pump foamer. And, it's a great daily cleanser. Of course, this has our favorite ingredient, our Sugarnate 160NC, the sodium lauryl glucoside hydroxypropyl sulfonate. And we also have our polysugar glycinate C in here, and that is the sodium bis hydroxyethyl glycinate cocoglucosides cross polymer. I got it.
Nice.
So talk a little bit about this polysugar glycinate C ingredient.
Okay, well, that's our amphoteric in here. So, you have the sugarnate, of course, as your primary anionic that's completely non-irritating. And then combining with the polysugar glycinate C, which is also, you know, naturally derived, biodegradable, and very mild, too. And it gives it a really nice, dense foam.
What is, now, one of the things that we note on polysugar glycinate C is that it does reduce the irritation of other surfactants. So if you have an irritating one in here, which we don't, because we have our 160NC. Yeah.
All the other ingredients are very mild too. We do have this sodium cocal glutamate in there too, which is still very mild, but if there was any concern with irritation on that one, the polysugar glycinate C would help reduce any irritation there.
And this whole formulation is Prop 65 safe. So you don't have to worry anything about that. What is the sorbitol used for?
Sorbitol's a humectant. So is glycerin. So we're using both of those here for moisturization, but also to help with the foam texture. Glycerin's known for being a little tacky. So the sorbitol is less tacky than glycerin, and I think a little more hygroscopic too. But glycerin is cheaper, so you have a combination there to just kind of get the best of both.
And why did you add the lauric myristic acid?
That is helping to give the foam a creamier, more luxurious feel for the luxury.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
Foaming
that's
cleanser.
The luxury part of it.
We have the pH set at 7. Didn't want to go much lower than that because we do have that lauric myristic acid in there. So to keep a clear solution, the pH is a little higher.
And then I noticed that you have a fragrance in here. Does that go in without any solubilizing or?
The one we were using was pretty water soluble to begin with. So if you are using a less soluble one, you might have to include a solubilizer.
If you could add anything to this formulation to make it a little bit better, what would you do?
Ooh, Colmoist 200. Because the moisturizers we do have in there are not cationic, so they are just going to get rinsed down the drain. Colmoist 200 would actually stay behind. But having the moisturizers in there, even these ones that do get, you know, rinsed away, are good for a pump foam formulation because they're going to help keep the product from drying out around the pump. What do you call it?
Spout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't get that gross, like, crusty.
Yeah, it doesn't get all clogged.
Yeah. I have a pump foaming cleanser that I was, the Elta MD one, and that one gets crusty around the spout, and it grosses me out.
Yeah.
I mean, I still use it, but I have to clean it off every time.
Wipe it off before. Yeah. Yeah. It's gross.
So that is formulation number 2043. It is the Luxury Foaming Cleanser. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.